Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is Brussels sprouts. They have a delicious, slightly crunchy, nutty flavor, and the best part, kids love them too when they're properly and simply prepared, which is great because they're loaded with vitamins. Perhaps one of the oddest looking plants in the edible garden, it's a real standout in the winter garden since its flavor becomes sweeter once exposed to a few light frost. They're a member of the cabbage family, along with broccoli, kale, kohlrabi, and cauliflower. And Brussels sprouts thrive in the Pacific Northwest, but they'll grow just about anywhere that offers cool weather. The ideal time to plant Brussels sprout seedlings is mid to late summer, so they can mature as the weather gets cooler. Plants grow best when temperatures stay below 70 degrees, and it's also very important that the sprouts are maturing when it's cool. Otherwise, they'll be bitter and flimsy. Pick a site that gets at least 6 hours of sun. Good quality soil is important for optimal growing conditions, but even more so with Brussels sprouts. Soil that drains well and is generously amended with compost will serve these plants very well. But even so, a soil test will provide valuable information that is especially helpful. Organic fertilizer high in nitrogen, such as blood meal and cottonseed meal, or manure will help in the overall development and production. But in addition, a pH level that's very close to neutral is especially important. The soil test will tell you where your soil is and where it needs to be and how to adjust it to achieve ideal levels. Since Brussels sprout plants get rather large, allow at least 2 feet of spacing between plants and the same between rows. Once your plants are in place, add a layer of mulch to help retain moisture and make sure plants continue to get 1 to 2 inches of water per week, including any rainfall. Some of my favorite varieties include the very productive Royal Marvel for its early maturity and uniform stock, and Bubbles, which is more resistant to warmer weather. The most common pest of Brussels sprouts includes flea beetles, cabbage worms, and aphids. Exclusion barriers using row covers are an excellent and safe form of pest control, but it's important to make sure that you start using the covers immediately after planting, when plants are most tender and pests are still active. Insecticidal soap is a good contact pest control for the aphids, and BT is a biological control that's safe for humans and pets, yet effective against cabbage worms. And as the weather cools off and plants mature, pests should become almost non-existent. As for diseases, leaf spot is the most common problem. Fungicide controls such as neem oil help, and I always advise removing any diseased leaves at the first sign of detection and avoid overhead watering whenever possible. Instead, use drip irrigation to keep your plants well hydrated and avoid the problem of wet leaves. Most plants are ready to start harvesting about 90 days after planting, but keep in mind, sprouts mature from the bottom up, and if you can stand it, wait to pick the sprouts until after a few frosts and once sprout size is about an inch in diameter, because if you do, flavor will be much better. So that's the down and dirty on growing Brussels sprouts, and now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.